The foods in Mr.'s fridge are truly delicacies, especially these. I'm not sure what they are, but Poppy loves their buttery taste. Phew! Poppy is full! Never felt so good before. Poppy's never made those sounds before either. What's going on? Quiet down, Belly. I have to go back to bed before someone notices. How is Poppy going to sleep with all this noise?
An excellent question, if I say so myself.
Go back down, Belly. Go back down!
May I ask just what you're doing at such an hour?
I came out of room and ate snack.
I see. What did you eat?
Poppy had some lettuce, carrots, rice balls.
How many?
Seven? Around there. Maybe 10?
That would explain it. You've always been a bit of a bird brain.
Bird. Wait! Oh no! Rice makes birds blow up, doesn't it? Birds like Poppy!
That's an old wives' tale. Rice doesn't do that. What will make you blow up is all the grease and oil in those rice balls. Have you ever seen the way Karusu-san makes them? There were a bunch sitting in the fridge for a reason.
Poppy might have eaten all of them.
I can tell. I'm no doctor, but this isn't looking good.
Poppy feels like she's full of gas!
Maybe I can help. Here. Let me use a little bit of my web. I have an idea of how to stop all the sounds coming from you. I can't promise it'll stop whatever's happening in there, but it'll keep the noise down.
Wait a second! Where'd that go?
Oh, nowhere in particular. Just making sure to plug up any problem areas.
Oh, thank you so much! How can Poppy repay you?
By letting me sleep.
Hopefully Poppy can get some sleep too. Wonder if being so ballooned will affect Poppy's flight at all? Guess we'll have to see tomorrow. Nighty-night!
Was a horrendous idea.
What'd you say?
We'll I'll see what I can do.
Watch it! Those thingies on you are sharp!
Those thingies are my legs, miss. I just have to get this out of you. This to my dearest Karuzu. Not my fault that numbskull ate all those rice balls. Ew! I need to wash off before even thinking about cleaning this up.